Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Is anyone really ever satisfied with the weather in this city? No.
Is this just a part of living in Rochester?
It's in our DNA as human beings to constantly want to be comfortable. It's either too hot or too cold or just not the right temperature. And listen, I get it. Yesterday, it was hot out. Today, even hotter.
Tomorrow, even hotter.
But we have to constantly remind ourselves, we just had a blizzard like 2 months ago.
No, literally. And then on Wednesday, we had the most crazy rainstorm. There was houses and cars underwater in Henrietta.
And this is the type of place where it takes a strong individual, a tough individual, to live here. Because not a lot of people in different parts of the country are used to really experiencing all four seasons in 24 hours. We do it.
We do it time and time again. And it just feels like when it comes to the weather in this city, there is no such thing as a healthy balance. There is no such thing as give and take. It's very much so all or nothing. Because for the past 3 weeks to a month, we have experienced rain like no other.
Sure. Yeah, it's been
a
tough June.
The crappiest of the crappy.
But, I mean, it's beautiful out today
and
because
now,
of all the rain.
And now we are living in, dare I say, a fireball.
If I had a dollar for every time someone said, the humidity's killing me, I'd...
You'd be rich.
I'd have a down payment for my house.
No, literally. And I just... I wish that we as individuals were more appreciative or found more of the light and the calm in the storm, but we don't. We're constantly bitching. We're constantly unhappy with the weather. And the thing about the weather is there is literally nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can control. There's nothing that can be done.
I think a majority of us will take this, what we're experiencing today, super hot, humid, over 10 feet of snow any day.
True.
Most of us hate winter, right? We do.
Yeah.
This, I'll take this all day long. This is beautiful. My thermostat is set at a perfect 73 degrees in my place, which for whatever reason, people think I'm nuts.
73 is insane.
I think it's a very... It's very comfortable.
Stays on all summer, unless it's freezing out, which hopefully that's not the case, at a cool 61.
61?
Yes.
There's no way. That is cold.
Here's the thing. It is so hot outside that I don't need more like hot air blowing. If the air is blowing, it's going to be icy, antifreeze level coldness.
Guys, what do you keep your thermostat at? I think 73, 72 is like the perfect temperature. But then again, I also live alone. There's not kids running around. Not everyone's blowing out hot air. You know what I'm saying? Like 72 is like, oh, this is just the perfect temperature. It's 72 in the studio right now. Look how comfortable we are.
I'm not that comfortable. I would prefer if it was a couple degree cooler.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Also, I have gotten to the point where I keep my apartment so cold and my car so cold that when I step out from my car into the outdoors or my apartment into the outdoors, my glasses are fogging with precipitation. Like, it is so, they're literally sweating because the climate change is so drastic.
Sure.
That I can't see out of my glasses. I can't see. It's too much.
I just think 72 is comfortable and reasonable. I got roasted earlier this morning. I think I said it during the vibe check, and our friend Carmen called and was like, dude, you're insane. I keep mine at 64 all year round. Yeah. I go, what?
64 all year round is a little crazy.
Right.
That is the air blowing, even in the winter.
But at 61, you're not worried about, like, RG&E?
Fairport Electric.
Still, though.
No, not at all. Our electricity bill doesn't go past $100, even in the summer.
But we're Natalie blessed. Says, I'm a proud 68 girl year round, 66 at night. Blanket free. Like, oh man, that just sounds, it sounds too cold.
See, yeah, and even, okay, so we have one AC unit and it's in the living room. And obviously we have our bedroom and we live with her brother. So the door needs to be opened and the fan needs to be blowing the cool air into the room. It's not close. I will tell you that much. And I think that's why we keep it so cold, because the air has to travel. And if we just meat cooler ourselves to death, we'll be feeling good.
If we meat cooler ourselves to death, mm-hmm. I finally understand how, like, where my dad was coming from growing up. He used to be pissed if anyone laid a finger on the thermostat. Now it's like, I get it. I had my buddy come over the other day and turn it down two notches. I said, you can leave.
See, I never understood how to work the thermostat growing up.
Just so up or down.
I would always get accused of touching it. I'm like, I don't know how it works. They're like, what? Because I feel like it's not that simple. Just up or down. In my house, there was like set to, feels like, all of this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to work.
Very technical.
This is crazy. Not for me.
And it's like our parents could do it no problem, but they can't figure out a cell phone.
Right.
You know? It's odd.
It makes sense.
Lisa says 69 in the winter, 73 in the summer. I stand by this. I agree. Not 69 in the winter, though.
Why would it be cooler in the winter?
73 in the summer is perfect. I don't know what you're doing in the winter, though. My dad used to say, if you're cold, put on a sweater. If you're hot, move out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's.
She's like, I'm 12. But okay, where am I going? The Emancipation Papers. They're coming.
So we just have to just learn to be.
We have to learn to roll with the punches as Rochesterians, because honestly, we're going to continue to be disappointed and unhappy. Either you're going to be sweating to death and it's going to be raining down your face with beads of sweat, or it's literally going to be pouring and a rain cloud over your head. There's no in between.
95 for today, 92 tomorrow, 80
feels
on Wednesday.
Feels like 105.
See, this is why it's so important to have a friend who has a boat. I wonder where I can find somebody who has a boat that I know. Oh, Ray Breeze.
I actually have to go to the bathroom. Thank you so much.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime. Call or text 585-25.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yeah. Another Monday, another film. I picked a classic today. Breezy, I'm sure you have never seen this iconic film. We're going to act it out today, 585-252-9800, if you happen to know the name of the film. You are playing the role of Anna today.
Okay.
And this is another heartfelt scene. My character and your character are married in a very loving relationship. At least I thought that was the case.
Tough.
Until I found out you would prefer to have kids with someone else. So
these things happen.
I'm asking the hard-hitting questions. You are already kind of emotional off the bat, but not overboard. But let there be an arc.
Okay.
You start to work yourself up. The scene takes place in our home, in our kitchen. the home that I bought for you that you will slowly take away from underneath my fingertips.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is really emotional.
What questions do you have?
Honestly, I think I'm good.
Oh, really? No, you have no questions?
Much. Yeah. Am I just like kind of a snake? Do I care?
You do care. You feel guilty, but not enough to go through with your decision. Does that make sense?
To not go through with my decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still going to go through with it, even though you feel bad about what you're doing to your husband. All right. Lights, camera, and action. Let's set the tone. I don't understand. Why did you marry me?
I stopped seeing him. I wanted us to work.
Why did you tell me you wanted children?
Because I did. I did.
And now you want children with him?
Yes, I don't know.
But we're happy, aren't we?
I don't know.
You're just going to go and live with him.
I can stay here if you want.
Look, I don't give an F about any of that. You know you did this to me. You did this to me the day we met. You let me just hang on for your own amusement. Why didn't you just tell me the second you walked through the door?
I was scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled tramp. How was the sex? Was it good?
Don't do this.
Just answer the question, Anna. Is he better than me?
Yes.
Better than me?
Different.
What does that mean?
He's more gentle.
What's that mean? I treat you like a whore? The only reason you are leaving me is because you think you don't deserve happiness, but you do, Anna. You do. Did you even love me?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, I did. Why does this seem so hard to believe? I can't do this anymore.
And cut. All right. Way to give it your all this morning. Really appreciate that. Thank you, Breezy. You always do. What's the name of that film? 585-252-9800. If you know it, a couple guesses came in. Must be the same guy from last week. No, it is not Transformers, but thank you so much.
One more guess. What? This person says White Chicks again. No, not White Chicks.
This movie, by the way, we're talking 2007. And I'll give you a hint, starring Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. That is an all-star cast. And this is one of the first, if you didn't know, Breezy, this is one of the first things I ever had to ever act out. Oh. In one of my acting classes was this scene. Different scene from the film. That scene took place in a strip club.
Oh.
Very different. And I think that all gave it away. Somebody guessed, is it closer? And yes, that would be 100% correct. Yes,
so
it is.
Baby,
Breezy, a little bit of a longer film, if you will.
Oh God,
you're gonna watch it tonight.
How long?
Over 2 hours. But you don't have anything going on Mondays, and I know this. So bring it in tomorrow.
Just trying to survive.
Breezy's big movie review, and do the film justice, will you? Give it the score it deserves.
I'll try my absolute damnedest. I mean, just from that scene alone, I can tell it's going to be a nail biter.
No, it is.
Can't wait. So they're in a strip club?
In one of the scenes, they are, sure. Okay. But the scene we did, it took place in their house. And I've noticed a trend. A lot of the scenes that you and I have been acting out is just couples falling apart. They never last.
And we're always depicting them. So I hope this is not...
It's a cry for help, for sure.
Yeah, any reflection on us.
No.
That's why he's going to Italy, guys. That's the real reason he's going to Italy.
All right, we'll get to Breezy's big movie review for Closer tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Do you guys wash your new clothes before wearing them?
No.
Well, let me rephrase that. How many of you don't wash your underwear before wearing those? Brand new. You take it right out of the package, you throw it on.
Correct. Well, I don't wear underwear, so.
You don't wear underwear. But I need to know, it's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you wash your new clothes before wearing them? Yesterday during the golf tournament. So we get to hole number 17, Breeze. Mm-hmm. Every hole you went to, you had to do something. It was either flip cup. It was debauchery.
It wasn't your average tournament.
But my friends took it very seriously. And it was a fun golf charity. They do it every year. But yesterday during the golf tournament, we got to hole 17. And the rule was you either had to shotgun a beer, which I was already kind of, you know, going down the wrong path. Or you had to hit the ball with your pants around your ankle.
What?
Okay, so I decided, well, I'm taking my pants off. And I didn't realize that my new boxer brief still had the sticker on it. And my buddy pointed it out. And he goes, dude, you don't wash those before you put them on? I said, no, they're brand new. Why am I going to wash them? And then they gave me a bunch of crap about that. Didn't realize I still had the medium sticker on the side of it. But, you know, these things happen. What can you do?
They do happen.
And I'm like, no, I don't ever wash my clothes when I buy them. Should you?
See, this is a wild conversation given the fact that we've talked about things on this show that you do when it comes to trying on things like swim trunks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'd probably wash them if I were you, knowing that there's people you in this world.
Oh, that's right. What was the convo?
Yeah, Moose was like,
last year.
So I always, you know, grab the first swim trunk on the rack. And then I go and try it on.
Oh, people gave me a bunch of crap because I went into the dressing room last year before my vacation. I needed a bathing suit. And yeah, I tried on a bunch of bathing suits with no underwear. And when I'm done trying them on, if I don't buy them, I put them to the back of the rack.
Right.
Just as a common courtesy. You know what I mean?
How selfless of you, Julie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I was like, do you wash your clothes before you buy them? Like, after you buy them, do you wash them before you wear them? Yeah, I don't do it.
Because they're coming from God knows where, so who knows what's attached to them. But no, I definitely don't.
585-252-9800. As a precaution, I just don't know if this is something you absolutely should do. Your bathing suit? Yeah, you should probably wash that just in case someone like me tries it on before you buy it.
Disgusting!
Jess wrote in and says, Moose, baby, you got to wash the factory weirdness off. You don't know who touched those drawers.
You really don't. That's the thing. You don't know who touched them, and it's important to make sure you're protecting not only yourself, but your privates as well.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't think it's, like, a necessary thing to do. I think it's an extra step that I'm obviously not interested in doing. But to each their own.
The only thing I'm washing as soon as I get it is bed sheets. I would never throw those straight on the bed. Please tell me you don't do that.
Definitely do.
Okay, those are filthy.
I don't wash anything before I...
Not even your bed sheets?
Okay, maybe, like, glassware, but
Breeze, like, some of these,
I'm not
like
licking my bed sheets.
So. No, I understand, but some of those bed sheets are coming from like Vietnam and stuff like that, and they put chemicals on them.
Yeah, a lot of my clothes come from
because when they're transported, they're not eaten through by like mice and all that stuff, so they have to put a chemical on it, and then it's coming from across the world. You should probably wash those.
Yeah, it's too late now. I haven't washed them for years, and I've been fine.
Moose, you're the reason why my mom used to say you don't know who tried those on before
that
you.
Yeah, he is the walking example of that. He is.
I wash everything, even socks. Okay. Yeah, good for you.
See, I don't have the time. And I'm also just so excited to get my new clothes that I want to wear them right then and there.
Yeah, I am too. And depending on what it is, I think maybe we should. It's probably a good idea to wash the undies before you put those on. Mia says, I once broke out in hives from a new bra I didn't wash. Never, ever again. I Lysol spray new jeans now, too. That's kind of overkill. I'll never wash new jeans before I get them. Those are going, I'm throwing those on right away. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, jeans, you only need to wash those maybe once a month.
See, I don't wear jeans, but when I did wear jeans, I would always wash them because when you wear them once, they stretch out.
My God, that's crazy. I've never seen you in a pair of jeans, now
no,
that I think of it.
No.
I've never seen you in jeans.
Gel for your legs. Absolutely.
Gel-free legs.
Gel for your legs. I don't. Jeans aren't for me. But when I do wear them, if I do have to, I will wash them instantly because they just don't fit the same when they're used.
No, sure. I understand that. All right. Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in. They're very disappointed with...
Guys, I think you can be disappointed in Moose. You can't be disappointed in me. I barely shower. Like, what are we doing here? You know I'm not washing my clothes.
Tim says, don't feel bad, buddy. I wear them straight out the bag, too. That's what new means. This is judgment-free zone.
Especially if they're in plastic. Like, what do you have to, you know what I mean? Well, it sounds like yours weren't in plastic if they had a sticker on them, right?
No,
like,
not.
Don't they come in like plastic?
No, it comes in a 3-pack.
Right.
So it comes in a plastic bag, but it's a 3-pack for guys. It's boxer briefs. So I pull it right out.
So why is there a sticker on it? That seems like overkill.
Beats me. They're probably all individual and they bundled them together. Half off.
You're fine. He's like, I actually contracted crabs from that.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.